Aiden, once again, we are out on the highway at another meeting, this time the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists. And you were here, like me, early. We have this boot camp, we called it. It's made up of some of the young leaders. And thanks to Alltech for sponsoring this program to recognize and encourage young leaders in the organization. But you gave one of the talks here to talk about kind of looking ahead as we're going to try to feed a growing population. Maybe if you would just share a couple of the thoughts and comments that you gave to this group of agricultural journalists.
You know, what I said to them, which I think is the same for journalists as it is for anybody involved in agriculture, is that food and food policy has never been more critical, has never been more relevant, has never been more times on the front page of a newspaper or indeed in the media in general. And I think for me specifically, when we look at the so-called Arab Spring, all of the political issues that are occurring in the Middle East, many of these relate to food and the availability of food. When we talk about the decision of the Chinese to buy land in Ethiopia, Sudan, the attempt by a Korean company to buy almost 12 million acres of land in Madagascar, which both of which decisions had to be pulled back because the farmers in those countries didn't like it. That indicates the importance of securing our food future. So as farmers, as producers, I think we can be very confident that we're in an area where food has never been more relevant to the world.
Now, you were, as I understand it, south of the border, so to speak, here, just recently talking to producers down in South America, essentially. What kinds of things did you see there that might have been relevant to this group to share?
Well, I think specifically Argentina was where I was, although there were producers from all over South America there. They have had and seen the benefits of the increased consumption of meat. And particularly we're seeing the Chinese consuming more meat. We're seeing even India consuming more meat. And in general, the export of meat around the world is becoming a global business. But it's also very clear that the drivers of meat production include water and the availability of water. Grain prices have been affected, of course, as we know, by ethanol and speculation. But the fundamental underlying demand for grains has never been higher. And so we're seeing prices which have reached all-time high as well. And I think, above all else, the understanding of what consumers need and trying to meet those needs. You know, if the consumer is looking for a product which is more natural, which has got more flavor, which has got longer shelf life, those are the differentiating factors that the South American industry is looking at, particularly as it starts to export into Asia, Europe, etc.
So what is Alltech's vision for how this future is going to be achieved from the standpoint of being able to feed this growing population? What are some of the factors that, whether it's producers, the consumers probably ought to have an awareness of and think of themselves too, that's going to make this happen?
I think the new idea that I presented here at the meeting in Canada and the meeting in Argentina, in fact, a couple of the meetings in Argentina, is really to try to move beyond a single intervention. Mm-hmm. So I have a problem today. My cows aren't eating enough feed. I give them yeast or yeast culture. I have a problem with mastitis. I'm going to give them organic minerals. I have an issue with my chickens need to be fed a different type of feed. I'm going to use enzymes. What we've got to look at, I believe, is joined-up thinking. By joined-up thinking, I mean not a single intervention, but a series of interventions, a program of interventions. And the final goal is obviously healthier animals, less disease, performing better. But I believe, above all else, we want to produce better milk, better meat, and better eggs for a cost-effective price, but ideally that the consumer recognizes that difference and is willing to be more loyal to the company, to the producer, to the farmer that's delivering that better product. So that joined up thinking, I think, is the critical aspect for us here in the next few years. We can't continue to simply bandage over to solve a single solution with a single product or single program. We need to start looking at something much more holistic.
Now, I know you were speaking to these agricultural journalists here to get some leadership training, some advanced training, and even in journalistic techniques. They've been assigned to do some work, and we're supposed to see the results of that. I think from your talk, you've already maybe seen some anecdotal evidence of that. How do you think they did?
I was very impressed by them, and I was very impressed by their attitude. I think they certainly they produced already blogs and tweets from my talk, and I was very impressed with how they seized on the ideas. But I suppose the message I still gave to them, and I'm going to give to you, Chuck, as well, is that we're in a scenario where agriculture can be under attack. It's certainly being questioned constantly, and where we've got to get our message out. And I told them, as young journalists, that is their job. That's not Aidan Connolly's job. Well, excuse me, it is Aidan Connolly's job, but it's not just my job. They have a platform and access to a public many of us don't get a chance to talk to. They can talk to multiple people at the same time through the media that they use, radio, TV. And that's what I tasked them with doing. I said, go and tell our story. Go and tell the successes we have, and go and also tell us how to be better at telling our story.
Well, I'll tell you, that those are words of encouragement, because some of the folks that we've had here in that class, another one that was taking place at the same time, have come from some underdeveloped countries that don't have a lot of the freedoms we have here, including even freedom of the press. So getting that encouragement, I'm sure, meant a lot to them. Glad just once again for Alltech supporting IFAJ through this Young Leaders Program. And it's great to see you again here, Aidan. I'm sure we'll catch up together at another conference here very soon. So from the IFAJ Congress, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.